Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, dobro jutro. Bonjour. Good morning. Come on now. Oh, it's freezing in Chicago. It is so cold and we had snow. But it looks as though it disappeared. And are you ready for this? On Sunday, 60 degrees. When you live in the Chicago area, you do know that it's always been known as the Windy City. But our politics keep changing. And if you don't like the weather, just wait a little bit and voila, there you are. Now, come on. Ooh, it's so cozy. I'm looking out over the pond, and the ducks are having a feast. They're just swimming and joyously enjoying the beginning of a brand new day. The first hour is the rudder of the day. You plan your day. And you know, I was a little bit convoluted about trying the 6:30 approach because I do have to refer to some of the, or I have to discuss some of the issues in the news today. But it doesn't have to affect you. That's their choice. They have to figure out what to do with the dilemma they're in. And I'll get to that in a little bit. So while you're stretching there, take a nice big yawn. I want you to plan your day. It can't always be golden. You know, an oyster has to apply friction before it could truly create a beautiful pearl. So the upsets and the challenges that we have today, therefore our personal growth, unless your mind is set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. It's the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Our world is shrinking. Click of a button, I could be talking to Sean in London, England. Click of a button, I could be talking to somebody. Oh, digress, and I want all of you to hold a good thought. August 2014th. If this isn't serendipitous, I don't know what is. 2014, Toastmasters International are going to hold their international meeting in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And if you remember, I told you that in 1996, I was selected. I didn't know I was the pilot program. It was sponsored by LAVA, Langkawi Association of Visiting Academics. Malaysia wanted to find out what we had. And I was very reluctant to submit my application. Now that was, I think it was in June of 1996. October 1996. The day before my birthday, it was my birthday. And, oh, I'm bemoaning the fact, oh, I didn't hear from Malaysia, how rude, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I was preparing to leave for a seminar in Dothan, Alabama, and then to sail on the high seas. I am a speaker on international cruise ships. October 16th at 4 in the morning, I heard our fax go off. We lived on Michigan Avenue. And the silver fox said, well, aren't you going to get up and see what it's all about? And I said, nah. Oh, I couldn't stand it. And there it was. I was selected from applicants around the world to present my Ageless for Life seminars in Kuala Lumpur, Penang, and Langkawi. Man, you talk about diversity. Well, the reason why I'm sharing this is that they are looking for representatives or speakers. And the minute they said Malaysia, oh, what an experience. And as always, I wrote a journal and an album filled with my photo with the First Lady, Datin Sari, at that time. Oh, just magnificent. And how joyous would it be for me to get in touch? Well, Zombri and I are in touch via Facebook and LinkedIn, and I don't participate too much in Twitter. To reunite again. And why am I sharing this with you? Because when I submitted my application, I simply forgot about it. I didn't keep going back to see if they replied. Did they get it? How's it going? Remember, your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thought, your word, your deed, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? Okay, back to today's show. I'm going to give you the contact information, and then I'll delve into one or two topics today that have me utterly confused, and it is a national concern. You could call in at 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And if you wish to speak to me up front, close and personal, you may call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. Now, do you have your pen and pad out? There is a new web address. Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, Speaks, speaks.com. It's my site, my domain. Brings you up to date on everything that I'm doing. And I'm preparing for the March 9th, 2014 climb. It's a stair climb. And you do know that on October 15th, I entered a new phase of my life. And I'll probably be the oldest, but I don't care. I'm never the slowest. It's a personal challenge. And then I want to share with you, darlings, that I had every opportunity to climb in February, two climbs in February, and then the Presidential Tower. And I thought, well, how much longer do I have to prove myself? See, I'm not doing it for anyone but myself. And I thought, why don't you just have fun and take the 50 flights and see if you could shorten your time. And my time, I think, was about 23 minutes. So 2014, even if it's 22 minutes, that would be quite an achievement. You know, in Hawaii, they said, it doesn't matter how fast or slow you go, Just finish. And then I'm thinking of inviting others to participate as a team. But here again, Mićmo Vidite, in Croatian, that is, we shall see. Did you click on books? I've been part of 4 books. Now, the first one that you're going to see is The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Come on. They're my methods, my secrets, my formula. If you want to reinvent the wheel, be my guest. It's an e-book, and I'm available for seminars if you want to do a seminar. And then, scroll down, and you'll see choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. Log on to Amazon.com and read a chapter or two. This is a book that you keep on your desk at arm's reach. 14 of us bared our souls to share with you the trials and the tribulations in life that we overcame to get to where we are today. And they're all celebrities in their own rights. Ages 30-something to late 80s. Your dreams can be fulfilled. It all goes back to choices. You're going to love it. So it's available in soft, hard, ebook, Kindle, and Nook. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and Author House. And if you should decide to order them through me, by calling me, you'll get a discount. And that, of course, is determined by how many books you're going to order. And then there's The Heart of the Lion, My Trip to Africa. Oh, man, what a journey. You know, I have really been blessed. It just occurred to me, how many people are selected by a government to present their programs at the guest of the Malaysian government? Have you seen Africa? And being a speaker on international cruise ships gave me and gives me a global presence. I've seen most of the world. And the best is yet to come. I did share with you on many shows that the Silver Fox and I simplified our lives. I don't need 20 houses, don't need enormous cars. In its simplicity is the beauty of life. Then, scroll down, 101 Ways to Improve Your Life. I think it's page 12. The Passionate Warrior, Aging with Style. You see, aging has been spiritualized, institutionalized, and theorized, but never glamorized. And I'm not going to let that happen. You give me one good reason why, when you're 70, 80 years old, that you cannot be a dynamic diva with panache, purpose, style, vim, vigor, and vitality. I love performing. I'm performing this morning. I have my radio hat on, and I'm going to put on my exercise hat. And then I'm going to put my hat on just being Kathy and running errands and so on and so forth. And if I get the epiphany, I'll sit down and write shows. All of my shows are authentic. Now, I do have to refer to, or I will quote experts. I'm not plagiarizing, never. But there are so many of you, if I took out the time, there goes the whole hour. But I've been fortunate to be associated with brilliant people in their field. And our goal collectively is to help you enjoy the best of the rest of your life. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The shows are archived, blogtalkradio.com/ Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on the dates. You'll want to click on the week in review, the 12th, romantic interludes, the 13th, secrets to a lasting marriage, 14th, what price beauty, and today's show, face and body agers. Because whether you agree with me or not, looks do matter. Now click on video, and there you'll see Roger Plummer and I. No one in the world has thought of pairing soul songs and Shakespeare, James Brown and the Bard. And wait till you hear his voice. And we do have a four-minute promotional video, DVD. We love to perform, and we love to travel, and it shall be our pleasure and be so honored if you were to invite us to entertain your big corporation, presidential, Democrat, Republican, even the Tea Party. Because, you see, politics do not come into performance. Well, not as long as Roger and I are performing. And I am an exercise evangelist. I'm an advocate. I'm on the President's Council of Physical Fitness and Sports. America, get moving. You're it. You're fit. Get fit. You're lazy. I don't want to have to remind you that obesity-related illnesses are costing you, the taxpayer, you, I don't care who you are, in America, $190 billion a year. Is it just me? Where are we getting all of this money? Now, allegedly, we are helping out Pakistan again. Billions of dollars, where are we getting this money? Who's manufacturing? Is it me? Do you have the answer? Where are we getting it from? Call in 347-637-3789. I'm at a loss. And while I'm on money, and then I'll get back to the video, the DVD, we the people, I guess I'm going to have to get that out again. Where do they think we seniors are going to get the money? You see, we earned it the old-fashioned way. We worked for it. We sure did. Read the paper the other day that, it has something to do with taxes, house taxes in this area. I don't know if it went national. And the seniors that own homes are being taxed again. Did you ever wonder if more was ever going to be enough? Okay, go back to the video. Our bags are packed. The rates are individually assessed. were solo performers, David Taylor, Roger Plummer, Kathy Watson. But if you want dynamics, a different genre, then it's Timeless Rhythms of Soul with Roger and Kathy, or Ageless Performers, The Circle of Life, David Taylor, the assistant concert master of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and Kathy. It's all there. All you have to do is click on the buttons. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Let me just segue into what I really wanted to address today. You see, at the halfway mark, I'll go into my partners in Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll do a week in review. But I need to ask you now, do any of you understand Obamacare? I haven't a clue. I don't even know what to say about it. I think that, you know, I really don't know. Most people, perhaps Mr. Obama had good intentions with Obamacare, but lousy on execution. What do you think? I don't know. 347-637-3789. And if you look at his photos, you see, I dislike all politicians equally. So there's no favorite of mine. Never has been, never will be. I'm going to digress for just a moment. And I'm going to read to you the letter that I sent to the Congress, Obama, everyone. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. A call to action. 2013, the year to unleash the power of your voice. You see, what happens here is, you sit back thinking that everyone else should do it for you. If you're not in touch with your congressman, your senator, your alderman, I don't care. You had the power to put him in office. We should have the power to take him out of office. Anyone. We the People, 2013, to President Obama. We the people petition you to honor that all men are created equal. July 4th, 1776. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, the right of the people, we the people, to alter or abolish it and to institute new government. I have no problem with total recall. Why does Clinton jump up in my memory? What a debacle. I digress. We the people, our purpose, our intention, to enjoy life to the fullest with liberty while pursuing happiness. We earned it. We the people petition you to preserve and strengthen our earned benefits under Social Security and Medicare. We the people are aware all legislators are paid by the government, and who pays the government? We the people do. We the people ask for justification and clarity on why you and your legislators made special laws for yourselves and your colleagues and exempt yourselves from cumbersome laws you made for us. We the people ask that you justify your Cadillac pensions, lifetime health insurance for yourself and your families, the ability to retire with full benefits after less than 10 years of service, and so many other perks. We the people ask why the vast divide, separation in your health care pension and our Social Security and Medicare. We the people choose you and the legislators to dig deep into your own pockets to pay down the federal debt. We the people choose you, President Obama, and all legislators to resolve this debacle by doing the right thing. Yeah, we the people have voiced our choice. And choices were heard on election day, November 6, 2012. And look where we are today. Did you make the right choice? And now, President Obama, and all of you grandiose representatives and legislators, it's time for you to do the right thing. Hands off Social Security and Medicare. We the people are aware that both Social Security and Medicare have unfairly been targeted for deep spending cuts and reforms in order to pay down the federal debt while keeping in place exorbitant tax loopholes for large, profitable corporation and wealthy Americans. This, Mr. President, and the powers to be, is not acceptable. It's our money. We earned it the old-fashioned way. We worked for it. Cordially, Kathy Watson. To all of my listeners, if you would like a copy of We the People, you could email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net, and I shall be delighted to forward the folder to you. And there is another letter that I wrote to Mr. Obama, March 8th, 2012. 2010. March 8th, 2010. Let's see, this is November 15th, 2013, and I'm still waiting for a reply. I'm not a rabble-rouser. But you know, if you didn't vote, you don't get to complain. And if you did vote, and you don't like what you're seeing, and you're not contacting the legislators, then you don't get to complain. You don't get to do anything. This is your country. Why would you let them take it away from you? And when I think of the plight of the seniors, oh, darlings, this is supposed to be our golden years. Part D of Medicare. Prescription drugs. The beauty industry and the pharmaceuticals have never lost a penny. They keep making and drawing in billions and billions of dollars a year. I'm not quite ready to address Part D, but when I am, you'll know, because I will blast their system if I think what is going to happen happens. So I'm not going to say anything until I see what happens. This is my country. And right now, you're not getting a good report card from me. Not at all. We earned it the old-fashioned way. And of course, you know there is a solution. We either take your Cadillac pension and health care, and we're all one. We simplify it, didn't we? Or you jump over to our side, and you embrace our Social Security and Medicare. You don't have any guts. Don't give me this crapola about it was written into law. Who wrote it into law? I sure as hell didn't. I didn't even know about it until I really got involved and I said, wait a minute. I don't like what I'm hearing and seeing. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The shows are archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on any of the dates. You could call in at 347-637-3789. Share your voice. Unleash it. It's time. You see, how are we going to know that you're so unhappy? They think they're doing a good job because no one is slapping their hands and saying, wait a minute, yo, what are you doing? Live with Kathy, talk radio, live talk radio. It's a new dimension in reaching so many millions of people. Have you ever dreamed of, I don't know what your product is, your invention, your book. Have you ever dreamed of being on the radio? Imagine holding an audience spellbound while I introduce your product, your service through a mini-mercial. You see, I don't call the companies, the individuals that are part of my show. You know them as sponsors. I know them as partners. This is a partnership. We're developing our own persona. And no, you're not going to be a loose cannon. Oh, good, I'm going to call Kathy at 847-882-8717, and I'm going to be on her show, and I'm going to wow the world. No, you're not. You're under my umbrella. Now, this is an introductory offer. It's 10 weeks. I'm on the air 4 times a week. And your infomercial, or your mini-mercial, your little mini-mercial, in my voice, is heard 4 times a week, so it's 40 times in a month. But here's the good news. You're invited to co-host one of my shows within that tenure, the 10-week contract. Oh, good. And then you get to listen to yourself on the air, and then you ask yourself, was I dynamic? Would I jump up and order what I was promoting or suggesting to the world? And then that's where I come in, because I am the expert. Now, if you want to rent a studio, recording studio, you're looking at 5 figures for maybe an hour. And here, you're getting it for next to nothing. And I've had so many of my mastermind groups say, what? Kathy, you're reducing your value. No, I'm not. This is how I give back. If I could be instrumental in nudging you to uncover the authentic you, then that's great. That's great. You see, as the population ages, the need for products, services, everything grows. Come on, 77 million baby boomers. Over 80 million the age 60, more than ages 25 to 45. As they get on in life, as we get on in life, our needs change. Don't you want to be part of that? Iron Workers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity, are partnering with me. They have for years. I married an iron worker. What a noble profession. And of course, my mission and purpose is to acknowledge them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron Workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. You didn't know that. You have to qualify. It's a 4-year apprenticeship, but you're making money and you're learning at the same time, and you have health care and your pension is building, and that goes with you everywhere. Do you want a career or a job? Oh, by the way, it's college affiliated. So you log on ironworkers.org. And then if you want to find out more, you could log on youtube.com/UnionIronWorkers and youtube.com/IronWorkersImpact. When you're logging on the archive, go to August 9th and you will hear the show from Michigan. It was a gathering of the International Iron Workers Festival. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. In the book Choices, there are two other contributing authors. One is Rika Cuff. She is the director of the 50-plus consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District. And did you know that that park district took the 2009 National Gold Medal Award across the board? Bored and lonely? Don't know what to do with your life? Volunteer. Log on to Park Districts, heparks.org. Senior centers and libraries. You have so much to give. Give back to life. Can you do that? And you won't know unless you call and ask. It's an automatic no. Unless you just really want to sit there and be bored to death. She does an incredible job. Let's see. We only have 2 weeks left. Oh, you're going to love Wednesday's show, November 27th. It's all about Thanksgiving and gratitude and beautiful vocalists and so on and so forth. But if you're finding that you have more month than money, or you might have a little tax question, money question, financial, log on to ahtax@ameritech.net. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. He'll be delighted to help you. Looks do matter. I am the creator of and the expert on discovering How to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Anger releases toxins into our body and just destroy our cells, and they start to cry. Now, when you order this product through me, it's a 2-ounce jar. It's called Procaine. Plus shipping and handling. All sales are final. It absolutely does wonders for your skin. Good skin is a sandwich effect, inside and out. Now, it's only available through my show by calling me at 847-882-8717. When you do, now remember, there are no returns. All sales are final. I will email you the book free. Over 55 years of development and research. Secret number 7. Page 42. Just for fun, let's see what page 42 has to say. Oh, and you'll love the cover. You will absolutely love the cover. Here it is. Stress does great damage to the body as well as the mind. Anger releases toxins into the body. The following formula was designed to help erase the tired look and feel of facial skin and neck. Look fresh and youthful with this fast skin pickup that helps to diminish and relax stressed areas. The formula is synthesized from 2 B vitamins that once absorbed in the body breaks down into its original B vitamin components, which are part of the body's stress reaction system. They have been found to help slow the visual aging, the effects of aging. It's Formula 1 Procaine. Give your face and neck a wake-up call with these skin-tightening, toning actions of Procaine and nutrient-rich oils. Anti-stress, fatigue, skin tightener is a cream formulation that de-stresses, lifts, helps tone the skin of the face and neck where aging, stressed skin first appear. So effective. You apply it to moist skin only 3 times a week. 2 ounces, affordable. And then you could go to the chapter on Save Big Bucks, Do-It-Yourself Formulas. And by the way, there are no animal testing. No, none of that. So you're getting not only the cream, but the ebook. It is my pleasure. Did you ever want to start your own home-based business? You need a college degree? No. You're not smart enough? Not true. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. Home-based businesses are exploding. I don't care whether you're working for corporate America, whether you're a solopreneur or retired, you could start your own home-based business. There's no huge capital. In many cases, nothing. Yeah, there is a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills. And at the same time, there's an opportunity for you to challenge yourself while you're making money. Do you believe in yourself? Most people don't. Would a couple of $100 a month make a difference? Lee started her home-based business 30, 40 years ago when it wasn't terribly popular. I had one when I was 25 years old. Log on Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A, .myshackley.com. And in the book, Choices, read her story. She marched into corporate America and said, I quit. I don't care that I'm making $30,000 a year in 1983, in the 1980s. I'm tired of making all of you guys look good. Now today, she gets residual checks monthly in four figures. So this is a call to action, calling all women of the world, not only in America, but globally, the year to reign supreme. You know, together, let our voices be heard in solidarity. We can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. You're not going to, well, maybe some of you do if you're a CEO. Be the CEO of your own company. I don't care what you're doing today. That's your choice. Bring in, think about, meditate on your own home business. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think about being your own CEO. Oh, what growth. What infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. The first step is to make the decision. I told you, more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing, and this could be you. It's pandemic. Men, women, husbands, wives, bring your family. I said it on the air not too long ago. Your kids go to football camp, basketball, soccer. Are you teaching them about the beauty of money? It's a form of exchange. Embrace the power of creating your own home-based business. You're the CEO. The hours are yours. Log on Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot myshackley.com. No, it's not going to be Shackley. We're going to help you. We have to find out what really resonates with you. And we're going to help you create your own business plan. What? You didn't know that you need a business plan? Of course you do. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Good morning. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Reaching the world. Come on, take a nice big stretch. Yawn, 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 and plan your day. Plan your day. So, very quickly, let me do a week in review, which will be constant from now on. On Tuesday, romantic interludes. Ah, romance is in the air. And I talked about Shirley Temple and Ronald Reagan and Nancy and Paul McCartney and Brigitte Bardot and Gunther. Her fiancé hired a jet, a plane, and dumped hundreds and hundreds of red roses on her estate in Italy. And Evita Peron and Juan Peron. It won't be easy. You'll think it's strange when I try to explain how I feel, that I still need your love, even after all that I've done. You won't believe me. All you will see is a girl you once knew. Although she's dressed up to the nines at sixes and sevens with you, I had to let it happen. I had to change. Couldn't stay all my life down at heel, looking out of the window, staying out of the sun. So I chose freedom, running around trying everything new. But nothing impressed me at all. I never expected it to. Get the words, the lyrics to Evita, and memorize them. It relates to life today. Any part of it that won't resonate with you. And then on the 13th, we did Secrets to a Lasting Marriage. Jimmy and Rosalind Carter, they've been together 67 years. And when asked, she said, we just have to have spaces. But most important of all, we have to like each other. Kirk Douglas and his wife, 59 years. Joanne Woodward and Paul Newman, 50 years. Well, he's since passed away. And he was asked why he, I don't know, allegedly he never fooled around. And he said, guys, take a chill pill. When you have Dom Pérignon and filet mignon at home, why would you settle for a hamburger? Three reasons for upsets: thwarted intention, undelivered communication, and unfulfilled expectations. Did you write that down? I'll give it to you one more time. Thwarted intention, unfulfilled expectations, and undelivered communication. I want you to rekindle your past. Rekindle your romance, your passion. The past is over. Over, 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 and done with. And then what price, beauty? That was yesterday's show. Oh, man. I won't go into it. Just remember this. There are so many procedures to select from, so many products, it's overwhelming. Do your homework before you and your wallet go under the knife. Those who need it most benefit the least. You know what that means? You just didn't take care of yourself. And I do believe that if you want to have a little nip and tuck, it's okay. You have my permission. Now let's go to today's show. Face it. Do you like what you see in the mirror? You know, when you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you look good. That's a given. I mean, we can't even debate that. That's a given. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of us all? The face, the only part of the body you can't cover. I know in some cultures, women cover their faces. And they have glorious skin. Let's get over it. But do you see premature lines, wrinkles, sagging? They weren't there yesterday, but here they are. Did you know our skin, like our body, is at the effect of gravity taking its toll? Couple that with Mother Nature and Father Time waiting in the wings and handling our skin improperly, sleeping on a pillow the wrong way, and our diets, and our lack of exercise and scrubboarding our faces, it is no wonder we look like a wrinkled granny apple. My personal story, how I save face, is in the contributing author chapter. Log on www.lef.org. Now, you've heard this time and time again, stay out of the sun. That and smoking, oh, and alcohol, oh. You see, the shortwave radiation from the sun destroys collagen molecules, which are the backbone of the skin. When collagen molecules are destroyed, skin sags and wrinkles form. And many times it takes 15 to 20 years from the time damage occurs for it to become apparent. Life Extension products saved my skin. I was a heavy-duty sunbather. To see my skin today, you would swear it never saw a ray of sun. But I want you to know that smoking destroys small blood vessels in the skin. Constant lip puckering and squinting due to smoke getting in your eyes. Your skin dries out. You are going to age before your time. And remember, what is it doing to your lungs? Alcohol is not a stimulant. It's a sedative. Depressant of the central nervous system. Destroys brain cells by causing withdrawal of necessary water from the cells. Alcohol depletes body of B vitamins, folic acid, C and K. And alcohol hampers liver's ability to process fat. Now, I'm confused about caffeine. One minute it's good, the next minute it isn't. Caffeine acts directly upon the central nervous system. It brings about an almost immediate sense of clearer thought and lessens fatigue. It also stimulates the release of stored sugar from the liver, accounts for the lift. Caffeine's big three, coffee, cola, and chocolate. The release of stored sugar places heavy stress on the endocrine system. Some heavy coffee drinkers develop nervousness jitters and experience drug withdrawal symptoms when switching to decaf. Decaf should be water processed. Oh, I can't have caffeine. I'm highly sensitive. Did you know that the Fountain of Youth can be found on your plate? What is your diet? Did you know that sleeping on a pillow the wrong way encourages wrinkles and those deep lines on either side of our mouth? On average, we sleep 6 to 7 hours a night. Times 7 days equals 49 hours times 30, 210 hours per month. So consider this, 210 hours sleeping on the pillow the wrong way, along with mishandling facial skin, scrubbing it, burning it, coupled with gravity taking its toll, you have designed the recipe for premature aging skin. Now, correct sleeping pillow positions. Right now in bed, take the pillow, you're on your back, position it behind your ear for side sleeping. And the best is to sleep on your back. Do not sleep on your stomach. Do use a slant board. 20 minutes a day, preferably at night. And when you're scrub boarding your face, remember to rinse. Don't scrub board. Use tepid water. And use your fingertips. But the important thing is to rinse, 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 and then rinse again. And are you drinking enough water? I do have the formula for how many times you should be drinking. And it's water, that is, and it shouldn't be constant. You have to let the kidneys and the bladders rest a little bit. And then what about your choice in exercise? Are you eating enough fruits? Papaya and pineapple. I talked about it on one of the earlier shows. Will give you a glowing, glowing complexion. We're almost at the end of the show. You've been listening live with Kathy. Now recite with me. Good night, sleep tight. Don't let the bedbugs bite. But if they do, bite them back. So wait, they won't bite tomorrow night. Sweet dreams until Tuesday. Au revoir.